That music means it is the end of the month and time for Cappy Hour. On the last Friday of each month, we are joined by Cappy Hagman of Coldwell Banker, Howard Perry, and Walston to discuss our exciting local real estate market. Cappy joins me in the studio once again today. Cappy, how are you? Happy Friday.
Great. Happy Friday. Now that it's summer and last week it was winter.
I know. Weather can't make up its mind at all.
Nope.
Typical North Carolina fortnight that we have had.
Yes. Yeah.
Some atypical stuff, though, was some really big news that we got earlier this week.
It's
announced
huge.
By Apple. They are going to be building their first East Coast campus right here in North Carolina, and not just in the state, but truly down the road and in our community,
right,
in the Research Triangle Park. That's going to include a gigantic investment, $1 billion into the state to create this, and they are expected to bring at least 3,000 new jobs to the state. It was a massive deal when it was announced, and Cappy, I'm excited to talk with you about this because it certainly affects the real estate market.
It's just nuts.
I mean, we've been talking the last few times we've checked in about how crazy the market
right.
is currently because of some things that happened during the pandemic and just kind of how the housing market has been in the last year or so. But I imagine that this is going to change things even more. When you heard this news announced earlier this week, what was your initial reaction?
Terror. It's just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing.
Yeah.
It validates our state. It really does. And it validates where we live. I personally think we live in the prettiest part of the prettiest state on the East Coast. And it's just a tremendous thing. From a real estate perspective, though, the pressure that this is going to put on a market that is already just insane.
Mm-hmm.
But what can you do? It's a first-class problem to have. Better to have it than not to have it. And, you know, the thing about it is that most of those jobs, let's say half of them are going to be new people coming in here, and the average salary is almost $200,000. So the real hardcore initial pressure is going to be in the 750 and up market, which is going to put even more pressure on builders to keep those price points high. That coupled with the cost of lumber, building is very expensive right now. Land is very expensive. So I don't anticipate seeing a lot of more affordable, under 400,000 new construction kind of homes coming into play.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have, and somebody will probably argue this point with me, we have enough apartments, people. Come on. We need ownership opportunities at all price points. So the initial push is obviously going to be to accommodate bigger salaries, but what these people coming into the triangle are going to need are the superstructure. They're going to need the grocery stores and the grocery store workers and the restaurants and all the superstructure people that support a community. So it's going to expand housing all across the board. And I'm really, all kidding aside, I'm super excited about it.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you hear that initial news and you hear, okay, 3,000 new jobs. Awesome. But you're right. It's not just that. It's the ripple effects
of
how many people will be coming in addition to that, thanks to new jobs and all these other things. And RTP, it was funny, we were hearing a presentation that they did with the Chapel Hill Chamber of Commerce about the Research Triangle Park just the week before, where they were announcing a new their new hub area, which is going to be a work, play, live area in
that's
the
great.
Park, introducing apartments and townhomes in that area and the first time that's happened. That is certainly going to be needed, and it makes sense for them to hop on board for that. But,
absolutely, absolutely. And as you and I were talking before the show, hopefully, one of the things that Apple was looking for and the reason that they originally picked Long Island, who would do that, was public transportation.
Mm.
And, you know, this is the South, by God, one person per car is pretty much the law. So hopefully, too, that this will be a little bit more impetus to do great things with public transportation all around the triangle and make it just that much more of a real big city working across three counties.
Yeah, absolutely. So speaking of those three counties, when we think of the Research Triangle Park, Orange, Durham, Wake come to
right.
mind, but certainly it's a larger region than that too,
absolutely.
With people coming in from Chatham, Alamance, Johnston. It's a pretty big region. How far do you think that this announcement and this ripple could go when it comes to real estate? How far out do you see land being affected?
Quite frankly, probably to the mid plains area between here and the coast, going east and going west all the way into the triad. Between this development and the development of the new Chatham Park in Chatham County, which is the second Research Triangle park mm-hmm. for all intents and purposes, Highway 87 coming off of 64 puts Burlington 30 minutes from this new Research Triangle Park. And if you look historically what happened to real estate back when the current Research Triangle Park started, you're going to see a continuation of that. And I think that, you know, people chase housing and they chase schools, and we have an abundance of excellent schools in this community. And this is a big injection of cash that only helps all of the things that we're talking about. So I really think that this is just going to be Buzz City from the Virginia line down, you know, anything within an hour commute, hour and a half without traffic is really what you're starting to look at.
We're speaking with Cappy Hagman of Coldwell Banker, Howard Perry in Walston. We are talking about the big news that we got in North Carolina earlier this week, that Apple is going to build its first East Coast campus, and it will not only be in the state, but in the Research Triangle Park region. And so, Cappy, some of the big discussion we saw on social media as soon as this was posted was about real estate, and specifically people saying, well, if you were on the fence about buying a house right now and the market already being really intense right now, get ready because it's going to be longer.
Correct.
Apple has not put a timeline on when they're actually going to build this campus. That is worth noting. They haven't said, you know, we hope to be breaking ground in 2025. This is going to be a long-term project.
Right.
It could be farther down the road. But in the meantime, I imagine it is going to affect real estate too. What tips do you have for people who are in the middle of housing searches right now? It's kind of along the lines of what we've talked about before. It's already a crazy market out there.
There was a great meme on Facebook today. It was a pie chart of how to avoid competitive bids, and it was you can't, you can't, you can't, you can't, you can't. And the last one was buy a terrible house in a terrible location. I can help you find a terrible house, but that's not a problem. But in this area, there are no terrible locations. It's just we don't have the inventory. So I'm hoping that our, you know, elected officials and our community leaders and our builders and all this kind of stuff really, and the Real Estate Commission needs to start responding to what is going on in the community, because it's not sustainable and it's making everybody, seller and buyer alike, just a little bit crazy. So we want to keep people here. We don't want them to decide not to move here because there's no housing. Everybody that comes here comes with a story and comes bringing something to us, and we need to keep it that way.
Absolutely. Well, Cappy, we've got to begin wrapping up the conversation, but do you have any new listings out there?
Yep,
anything
yep,
you
yep,
want
yep.
to bring some updates on?
Yep. Well, I have two little condos, one in Woodcroft that is probably going under contract tonight, maybe tomorrow, and I have one coming up in Hope Valley Farms that will probably be putting on the market towards the end of May. Super cute. Price tag is $215, two bedrooms. And then I have this gorgeous one-of-a-kind home coming up in Chapel Hill in the Lake Forest District. It's 833 Kenmore. And if you've ever ridden around Lake Forest, you know the one I'm talking about. It's the stucco Mediterranean home. It sits on almost 3/4 acre of land with a pool. And you feel like you have stepped into Provence, that you are on a beautiful French vacation. And I just cannot wait for that house to be active, which we're hoping is next weekend.
That sounds incredible.
Oh, it's an incredible home.
Yeah.
They all are.
I'm sure. Well, any final tips or anything like that for people as any takeaways in terms of this Apple news, or people still thinking about how this is going to be affecting the real estate market?
Well, everybody's talking about it. So, you know, if you're talking about it, it's having an impact. And for everybody out there, just don't lose sight of the prize, because your house is out there. Your house is out there. Your house is out there.
Yeah, that is certainly good to hear. Thank you so much, Cappy, for keeping us informed on everything going on with local real estate. We love hearing from you each month. And
thank you.
This kind of seasoned advice is what people tune in for. So if you are looking to buy, sell, or even if you're right at the beginning of the process and have questions, you can get in touch with Cappy directly by emailing her WCHL account, CappyHour@WCHL.com. And Cappy, we will see you back here next month.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you.